We do not have any psychiatric care other than sort of telepsych and psychiatrists at the behavioral health centers through the county that only see Medi-Cal patients. So there are not a lot of resources. We have to rely heavily on the counselors. There are a few psychologists in the county. They can't prescribe. We can, so sometimes we will try to do it with them in conjunction. But I think we sort of panic when we have to try to find a psychiatrist for our patients. It's just a very, very difficult thing to do. And just feel really badly for the patients that there are not enough resources. It's been difficult recruiting all healthcare professionals. We have a very difficult time recruiting physicians in Amador County. Psychiatrists are at a premium. There are not that many of them around. There are job opportunities elsewhere. A lot of times people just don't want to live in rural areas. They think that there aren't the cultural there aren't the cultural opportunities in rural areas. We just seem to be very, very deficient. We try to have medical students come through, and Sutter Amador Hospital and a number of the providers in the county, most of them with the Sutter Medical Group, are intertwined with the UC Davis Rural Prime program. So we have medical students come up for their third year, sometimes their fourth year rotations. That has worked one time in the last decade, in that one family medicine physician we were able to recruit to the area did some of her work up here. And so we're just absolutely delighted that she's here, and we hope that it sticks with more. To a certain extent, if they end up in a rural area anywhere, that's beneficial. But we would love to have them come back to Amador County. Studies show that healthcare professionals tend to settle in areas where they have done their residency after medical school, most residency 3 years, sometimes 5 years, rather than where they do their medical school education. So what we would like to do is to be able to set up a residency program in a primary care, probably family medicine, and have a number of the residents rotate through. It's much more likely that they would stick in our rural area in that case.